谢谢主席先生，谢谢主席先生。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, let me respond to the U.S. Intervention this morning. This morning, our U.S. colleague mentioned that a Chinese enterprise provide satellite images to another country. The Chinese Foreign Ministry responded to this issue yesterday. The relevant enterprise also issued a statement in this regard. I'd like to emphasize that we reject such groundless blackmail of the United States, nor will we sit by and let the U.S. to harm the lawful rights and interests of the Chinese companies. Second issue is the use of IHL principles, the application of IHL. I understand the concerns of some countries in this regard. However, this is this issue is subject to discussion. The other name of IHL is the arms conflict law. We are discussing here the issue of maintaining peace and security rather than armed conflict. The application of arms conflict law will deviate from our theme of this working group. We can see that from a working paper submitted by one state, it mentions objects that should be such enjoy protection. That includes the nuclear command and control. This is one example. If we discuss the application of IHL and the domain that should be applied, then a contrary result might give rise. That could create an opposite effect. Some countries claim that the military objects should, military targets should be protected. This is contrary to the purpose of our meeting. Therefore, I hope that reconsideration be given to this issue. We don't have an issue on the question of humanitarian affairs. Rather, we have question on the word armed conflict. This should not become the topic of our meeting. Our topic is peace and security. Thank you, Chair.